Before I start, I did want to thank my daughter Liz and granddaughter Erin, who they for their help in getting my thoughts together and for the confidence they gave me to do this. I don't think I sound like I'm real confident. I also want to thank my daughters Kelly and Liz for the care for these almost 2 months that they've cared for me. Love y'all, and Mike, your dad and I really appreciate all y'all have done for me. I've had a couple of challenging years health-wise, so it's been a bit discouraging to me due to the pain in my spine. I've not been able to do the things I want and need to do. And while I will be having the surgery soon that will hopefully relieve that, I also realize that this is also a natural progression of aging. No fun. Which made me think about how we as believers and servants need to adapt and find ways to serve even as we age and our abilities change.
Amen.
In Ecclesiastes 3:1, it says, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. And 2 Corinthians 4:16 is, for which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, our inward man is renewed day by day.
Amen.
I was telling Brother Lindell yesterday that that's the one I hang on to, because especially lately, then I got up here for other reasons, came up for other reasons, health-wise, and ended up breaking my ankle. So then had surgery for that, and now I'm waiting for the other surgery. So my outward man is definitely not doing well. As I age and my abilities change, I still want to use my gifts and service and my gift in ministering to the ladies and the young girls one-on-one. During COVID, we lost many opportunities to minister and evangelize. I assume y'all did too. Once COVID was over, my spinal condition worsened, so it was hard for me to get up, get out, and start again where I left off. But I continue to serve in my ministry with phone calls, messages, and meeting the ladies for lunch or coffee. 1 Peter 4:10, 11 is, as every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same to one another, as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth, that God and all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. As I served in our ministry, I also worked very hard for many years, long hours, helping Mike with the carpentry and then with the bakery to help provide for our family, while also trying to be a good wife and mom. It was hard on our two younger daughters, Kelly and Liz, but they were great help to us in the bakery and worked hard alongside us. In Psalms 31:18, it says, she perceiveth that her merchandise is good, her candle goeth not out by night. And they can attest to that. Many nights, long, long nights, long days. I'm not sure how wise I am. I don't consider myself real wise, but I have for a few years tried to give that bit of wisdom to the ladies, the young girls, and sometimes to young parents, mostly from the mistakes I made as a mom. And I tell them that. I tell them it's not that I'm so wise. I just have made some mistakes, and maybe, you know, I can keep you from making those. And I try to share with them. And every kid is different, but I try to share with them, you know, what the different things I tried, that some worked, some didn't, and just hope that it helps them. And I always try to have words of kindness. That's one thing we lack a lot, is to be kind. Even, especially, I guess, among Christians sometimes. You know, being kind is something we're not always known for, and that's a shame.
Amen.
I've had such great examples to follow. Not enough time to name them all, but for sure my mom, who was a godly, caring, loving woman who never let her situation, age, or illness keep her from serving and ministering. Yep. When she was older and weaker, she still continued to serve and minister in ways she could. I know when we came up one time to visit, she was cooking meals once a week for Brian and Judy. And she loved doing that for them. She wanted to give them a break once a week, and she did that for quite a while. When her back didn't hold out anymore for that, she continued to, as always, be a prayer warrior for many, especially for her family. My dad was a godly, wise, caring, patient, kind man who ministered and served until the Lord took him home, and along with my mom, prayed for many, especially for their family. they were our greatest prayer warriors. And if they said they pray for you, they pray for you. I think one thing I wanted to add there is that the three West brothers, Uncle Norm, Uncle Joe, and Daddy, they carried a thing in their pocket that with their prayer requests that people would ask them. And you could, you knew that they were faithfully praying for you.
Yeah.
They were really amazing. So as their wives. My sister Sandy, who was always and is my hero, never did or has let being caretaker for her husband Jack through his many years of illness and her own health issue keep her from serving and ministering to others. Then she and Melvin became Mama's amazing caretakers and allowed Mama to be able to stay in her home till the Lord took her home.
Right.
We're so thankful to them for this.
Yeah. Amen.
Mama and Sandy are truly Proverbs 31 women. It says in Proverbs 31:6, she openeth her mouth with wisdom and in her mouth is the law of kindness. After the bakery years, I did feel faint and weary, but waiting on the Lord and seeing the faithfulness. Seeing the faithfulness of my daughter Kelly in the ministry, it gave me much respect for her and encouraged me to go on. He did renew my strength to take up my ministry once again. Since my spinal problems have worsened, I have been unable to minister as I had before. Also, I'm not able to always go to the hospital ministry, as standing for long periods of time or even sitting for long is too much for me. I sometimes do it when I go with Mike and try to get the names of people. We try to get all their names and write them down, and we put them on our church page so that we pray for them. Besides Mike not hearing real well, he can't spell real well in either language, and so he needs someone to write the names for him. So, I have tried diligently to minister in many ways, and in the ways I can now. In Isaiah 40:29-31, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength.
Amen.
They shall mount up with wings as eagles.
Amen.
They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint.
Amen.
I encourage y'all, men and women, young people, no matter your age, your health issues, situations, we can and do have a purpose, a ministry.
Amen.
For one, prayer, and that's always, anyone can pray, right? A few months ago, I began to send a WhatsApp message to our church WhatsApp, and I let them know that I was going to be praying for 15 minutes for a specific, I would decide what, whether it's a person in the church or the elders, and if anyone had wanted to join me. And that way, whatever they were doing, you know, we have bakers in the church, we have people that clean houses, they can be praying while they do all that. And I would tell them, if you want to join me, I'm going to be praying in the next 15 minutes. And several would join me. Others would say, well, we'll pray. We can't do it right now, but we will take the next 15 minutes. Now that is what we're doing now. Several will write and say, well, I'm going to be praying for 15 minutes for this. And, you know, those of us that can join in, we do it, and we do it wherever we are. And I believe it's an effective and practical way to pray and have others join.
Yeah.
Kind of hard to get together for prayer meetings sometimes with our people. A lot of them live a long ways away. They don't have the money for the transportation.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is one way that we can pray.
Amen.
If you're unable to get out, you can message brethren to encourage them. You can pray for them, or just accompanying someone who's going to minister or even share the gospel with someone, you can be their armor bearer.
Mm-hmm.
I say that for me. I'm not real good at, better at accompanying someone. But all those ways you can. Please pray for me. I am scheduled to have spinal surgery the first days of September. I hope then to be able to go home to recuperate, and hopefully soon I can more effectively and constantly work in the ministry. Pray that I can come out of my comfort zone, which is my home. Those of y'all, my kids call me a hermit. I don't get out much. But I know I need to for the Lord, and minister and serve so that He is glorified. Thank y'all so much for your prayers, your support for all these years for Mike and I. We truly appreciate it, and you. May the Lord bless you and your ministries. May the Lord receive all the honor and glory.
Amen.